There's not a source of evil. There's not someone trying to, what kind of a God would that be to punish you for not understanding? You see?
Wow.
Esther has said, now that she's come into alignment with us, if that kind of God exists, I don't want to go there. And we say, that kind of God does not exist. That's man outside the vortex trying to explain from outside the vortex how it works. When man gets inside the vortex, he tells a different story. So these universal laws and this universal alignment with source, it's not something that sometimes is and sometimes isn't. It always is. In other words, God doesn't withhold approval, always offering love. Otherwise, how can there be a signal for you to come into vibrational alignment with? If God was so psychologically impaired, so schizophrenic as man has made him out to be, so inconsistent in what he says and means, no wonder you can't figure it out. But when you listen to your guidance system, and 100% of the time, every time, when you're mad at someone, you feel the absence of source. When you are appreciating them or adoring them, you feel the presence of source. When you are finding fault with yourself, you feel yourself separated from who you really are. When you are finding reason to love yourself, you feel yourself coming into alignment with who you are. In other words, you have only the feeling within you to know what you're doing with your thoughts, you see. And there are so many outside of you who seek to control your behavior and others that they have trained you away from your guidance. And then in your insecurity, which is the absence of that alignment, you don't know what to do. So you go this way and 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 this way. When that source energy is stable, steady, always calling, never squirrely, always consistent. And when you come to know it, if you are able to convey to someone in a way that they can hear it, you are more than you see here in this physical body. You were before you were born, source energy. And even though you are here in this body, the larger part of you is still source energy. And that source energy part of you is offering a pulsing vibration all day, every day. And when the thought in your moment is in alignment with that, you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, you're in alignment with that which is source, and you know it because you're clear-minded, you feel good. You have vitality, you have stability, you are thriving, your well-being is obvious to yourself and to everyone. If you chronically train yourself into thoughts that deviate from who you are, finding fault with others, finding fault with yourself, if you hold yourself in vibrational patterns where you don't allow yourself to be in alignment with that source energy, you begin to wither in small ways. And the first withering indication is a feeling of negative emotion. Keep it up and it gets bigger. Your body will wither. You'll find yourself not even wanting to be in this body. You can get so withered. But that source never stops shining toward you, never stops offering the vibration toward you, never has stopped being other than it is, but it is your job to align with it. It will always be there. It stands as the beacon of well-being and will always call you home. And that's why you want to kill yourself. Something within you says, I want to go home, and say to them, I want you to go home too, but I want you to go home vibrationally. I want you to remain in this physical body. I want you to be all that you've come forth to be. I want you to feel the fullness of who you are. Don't let someone who does not understand who you are dictate to you who you should be.
Wow. And because this subject is so trickily tied up in with the legalities, how would I consult the parents on this?
We would say to the parent, your child is on the edge of personal annihilation. I believe I can help him. Do I have your permission? That was easy. And if they say, well, what are you going to say? Say to them, I believe it will be inspired, and I believe it will be coming, it will come through me in the moment, and I believe it will be the perfect thing at the perfect time, and I believe that your child is ready to hear me.